Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, lucky devils and demons. This is Nurse Hatchet. You are listening to the Wolf Pack.
Get down. DJ! Oh, that is gross.
Sports.
Settle down, Beaver.
You can handle it?
Make some noise!
You are listening to Full Spectrum Horror.
We're there, dude.
All right. You're gonna learn today.
Good evening, vultures, and welcome to another episode of, what is this show again? Oh, I just can't remember. Full Spectrum Horror? Yeah, that's what it is. I'm your host, Buck Naked, and with me as always, he's just come back from my expedition, Ron Jeremy. Let's see, Ron.
Yeah,
what sexual escapades have you come back from this time, Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, right. Ron Jeremy. man, Mr. Highland, I have actually been busy. I've been working on a new project that the horror fans are absolutely going to love, and I'm putting a lot of love and care into this, and, you know, you guys will probably see within the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping to have it ready for next Saturday, but we'll see, and that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to give out the surprise too early. But it's going to blow a few people away.
He's attacking it like Godzilla.
Yes, indeed.
Godzilla, we must flee.
That reminds me. I actually got a copy of Gojira recently. Yeah, the original cut of Gojira. And I haven't gotten a chance to watch it, but I'm interested because they said that it's a lot different than the American cut of Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Yeah, I saw both of those, both versions.
Hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people have said that the new Godzilla film kind of reminds them of the original in many ways. You know, just at how powerful Godzilla seems and the way that they shoot the film. So I'm actually looking forward to also seeing Shin Godzilla when it comes out, or aka Godzilla Resurgence. That's going to be a cool little movie.
I just thought of something. Wouldn't it have been funny if they did a parody of Sesame Street where Godzilla appeared, or in Godzilla appearing on the Muppet Show?
Oh, my God.
That would have been messed up.
A Muppet Godzilla or regular Godzilla?
Oh, the regular one.
I would have loved to have seen a Muppet Godzilla. That would be funny as shit.
Yeah, him and Miss Piggy fighting.
Oh, yeah. Battle of the year. Well, I mean, you know, she's a free lady. She could always... You know, cuddle up to Godzilla. You know, she's no longer Kermit's girlfriend anymore. Now he's got another pig that he's in love with.
Oh, I haven't seen the TV show that they did yet.
Oh, well, yeah, you know. It's sad, you know. No more Piggy and Kermy. Of course, the thing is that the new girl, she looks exactly like Piggy, except she's got red hair.
Well, I'm sure people who, I'm sure people that know me know that I'd rather have a Meet the Feebles TV show.
Oh, yeah. We know that one. Yeah, and the thing is, you missed out on Twisted Puppet Theater, so that would have been a show you would have loved.
Is that on DVD?
Huh?
Is that on DVD?
I don't know if they actually have Twisted Puppet Theater on DVD. I know that there's only a couple of episodes on YouTube, which is a shame because it was an incredible series. It only lasted one season, but oh my God, what they were doing with the puppets and the Barbie dolls and stuff. It was just, you know, it was the same people that did that show Crank Rackers or whatever it was, where they were doing the prank phone.
Crank Yankers. Yeah, I remember
Crank
that.
Yankers. Yeah, same people did Twisted Puppet Theater.
Wow. Surprised. I've never heard of that. Or maybe I did, and I just don't remember.
Yeah, early 90s. They showed that on Showtime just before Sherman Oaks. And the thing was that Sherman Oaks continued for like three seasons, and Twisted Puppet Theater got kicked out, which was terrible. I mean, I love the killer teddy bears and stuff. Come on, little children, come down, and we're going to eat you. I mean, we're going to play with you. That was something. You know, an S&M Barbie and that.
Hey, I had that idea. S&M Barbie complete with the Dungeon Master playset.
Yeah, and they had, what was it, Slave Ken. And they had him there, and it was like, they had this woman on, you know, doing a voiceover. Oh, I'm S&M Barbie, and this is my slave Ken, and I love to whoop his ass. Funny as hell.
Reminds me of this movie I watched yesterday called Where's Papa, where the main character dresses up in a gorilla costume to scare his mother.
Oh, my God.
I think that would be an easier costume to get a hold of instead of the Twilight Zone gremlin costume.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of people do that, and then what they do is they construct the Roman helmet, and they go as Roman. You know, from Robot Monster.
I don't think I know that one.
That one's always cool. Either that or you go as one of those Godzilla ape men things. You know, from one of the Godzilla films, they had those ape men that were aliens. That was funny as shit.
Well, I'd be miming everything as the gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
It would just be insane. Everything would be oh, what's that one game? Not Pictionary. Is that Pictionary? Oh, great. I can't remember the name of the game.
You could still talk. All you'd have to do is put a power glove on and put a backpack on, and you could be Amy the gorilla from Congo.
No.
Amy, good gorilla.
No.
You don't want to be Amy the gorilla?
No, I'd be an original creation.
You're no fun. I liked Amy. Amy was a cool gorilla. Anyways, Mr. Highland, almost forgot. You know, we want to mention for the Walking Dead fans that NECA has put out the Negan Lucille baseball bat. It's a plastic bat with fake barbed wire around it, and you can buy it for your collection. Oh, boy.
My God.
I forgot, Mr. Highland. You already got one of those because you made one for yourself.
No.
No?
I'm sure there are a lot of people who have already made those.
Yeah, I can imagine they have, too, and they've probably even used them.
Already?
Yeah, you imagine some of them were dressed up as clowns, too. I mean, you heard about that North Carolina clown.
Yeah, but there's no clowns. There's no clowns in Chicago. At least not yet.
Well, of course there's clowns in Chicago. That's you. You're the one that's chasing them around in the clown costume.
No.
In Chicago.
No.
But then, of course, you know, people keep forgetting the clown incidents that happened in England and happened in Staten Island. You know, they keep forgetting about that. But, you know, and the one in Fresno.
I'm a clown that doesn't need makeup.
Yeah. So, anyways, we got about 17 minutes left, so I think we should get started on this fantastic classic that we have to discuss tonight, which is actually
17. I thought we had more time.
Well, we do. We have another 15 minutes on top of it, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we have 16 minutes until the live stream shuts off.
Yes, I know about that.
There we go. Mad time! That's bonus round. That's when we go mad time and we get out all the heavy artillery.
Eric Marsh, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes, and I'm the one on the diet.
Yes, you are. You're the one that's eating celery.
And?
Unbelievable.
And?
With celery. Peanut butter.
Yes.
Yes, sacrilege. It's supposed to be cream cheese.
No, I can't.
In California, it's cream cheese.
I can't do that.
Unbelievable. Yeah, no cream cheese. I can't believe that. Ugh. Of course, I don't like celery anyways. The only time I like celery is when it's cooked in soup or in chicken salad. That's it with me and celery. So, anyways, all righty. So, let's get into our Vincent Price discussion. You know, this film theater death is actually one that Vincent Price himself said was one of his favorite roles to play. Same with Barbara Eden. Diana Rigg, who played his daughter in the film. She said that this was the best role that she had ever done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of funny as hell.
Yeah, she
on
gets
that.
To do. She gets to dress up in another character. She gets to dress up as a man.
Yeah,
you know,
I know that.
Yeah, you know, with the fake
that's something
hair
weird.
And the fake mustache and the beard. It's oh man.
And the Lucas Marlowe glasses.
yeah, the glammy glasses.
Yeah, the glammy glasses. Oh, my God. But, yeah, that was cool. And of course, you know, I mean, you know, I can imagine that Vincent Price loved it because he was trained a Shakespearean actor, so he got a chance to perform little bits of Shakespeare and all these other wonderful plays in this, and got as Merchant of Venice, Merchant of Venice theme was just outstanding.
Yeah, if you think about it, he made Shakespeare cool for horror fans. Yes, he showed
it
the way.
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, man, you know, his Julius Caesar and, you know, I mean, oh my God, you know, all of that. Yeah, I loved this film. I mean, you know, and, you know, I mean, This was kind of like one of the early slasher films. When you get down to it, I mean, it, not so much Friday the 13th type slasher film.
Yeah.
More like Nightmare on Elm Street, or when you got into the torture porn where it was like Saw in that, where they used mechanization.
Yeah.
You know, this was the one that was very well thought out. You know, you had a killer that was using their imagination and not just, you know, slashing the person with a knife and that. They were, you know, really thinking it out and dramatizing it and making it unique to the person that they were killing. You know, it was like the same thing that he did with Dr. Fives, which, you know, honestly, I can say is basically the precursor to Freddy Krueger when you get down to it. I mean, the way that Dr. Fives killed and all that, and it was, you know, that was just, you know, the early times, you know, before the 80s. I mean, people don't realize that. They don't look at these films and realize that slasher films are older than what they think. You know, they think that, oh, slasher films began in the late 70s, early 80s. No. Slasher films actually, you know, well, you look at Psycho, which was, when was that? That was 1960, 64, 65, around there.
60.
And then you had Vincent Price doing Scream and Scream Again,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Theater death in the Dr. Fives film and that. And, you know, it was just funny. And, you know, what you see is that these films, unlike the 80s slasher films, these actually had good actors in them. I mean, we were talking about this before the show, Mr. Hyland, and you pointed that out, that these had top flight actors in them.
Yeah.
Even though the budgets on these films were fairly small for the time. But the thing was that these production companies were able to get so much more out of their budget than what they can today. You know, it's fascinating when you actually think about it. Because I mean, you look at Hammer and them, and how those films looked like they had, you know, like they were to them. They didn't look like they were, you know, done on a shoestring budget or that, but they were. And it's the same with this. I mean, this was done on a lower budget, and you know, they had access to all over London and that, and they had some wonderful sets and that. It worked out very well on it.
Yeah, and it was pretty much on location. It wasn't in a studio lot that this was all being shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even parts of the wine tasting, I mean, you looked out, you know, you saw out the windows and you saw people walking and stuff outside and that. That added a little bit more realism to it than if they had had a set. So when they went down into the basement, you know, to the wine cellar, that, of course, was a set.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a set. The theater itself, I'm not sure if it was a set or if they actually used a condemned theater. I mean, it looked pretty good. I think they probably did use an old theater that was vacant and that. But, yeah, just incredible.
Oh, for the finale?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an old theater.
Yeah, that was very impressive. It was a beautiful architecture in that theater too. But you could see where it was decaying and stuff and all that. So what did you think of the the Minions? That I absolutely thought was brilliant.
I liked that touch.
The
story.
I can't remember what they were drinking, but it was that purple stuff was an alcohol.
It might have been wine.
No, this was actually a light pink stuff that, you know, I think it was some kind of brew that the homeless people make. Kind of like rot gut whiskey in that, because they were all drinking it, and it was all in, you know, all these nasty ass bottles and stuff. But it was interesting. I mean, you had some mental cases there. You had some, you know, drunks in that. You know, it was a weird assortment.
Yeah, and they worked it so well that you didn't really know if when you're watching them, you didn't know if those are really actors or if those are really homeless people or not.
Yeah, from what I gather, they were actors and they did such a wonderful job being these nasty-ass homeless people, and man, were they nasty-ass looking.
I mean, you tend not to find actors who could pull that off that well.
Yeah, well, this is a London stage. I mean, they can find a lot of people that can pull that off.
Yeah. But not in this country.
No, not in this country. You know, you have to pretty much go out and find, I still remember the famous scene with all the winos and stuff in Rocky III. And they had to get real winos, and that was amazing. I love that. The Skid Row scene from Rocky III.
I don't think I saw that part.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Paulie's sitting there going, "And I forgot my gun." I could see, Mr. Hyland saying the same thing if we had to go through an area like that. I need my gun. No, I need my Negan. I need my Negan back. I need Lucille. That's what I need, Lucille the bat. If I'm going to go through this place. They'd like you, Mr. Island. They'd invite you to come down and sit and have a drink with them. And Mr. Highland would be sitting there screaming and running for his life. I'm surprised you don't do that more where you live. I mean, shit, you're in Chicago.
No, I don't do that. Oh, I'm remembering Robert in the movie. Robert Morley's character reminded me of you.
Really?
I don't
like dogs. I didn't have my little babies. Oh my fucking god, those poodles were annoying. Oh, I think Buffy's going to have a heart attack. Oh my god. He was just annoying. I thought that was great when they made the pie. The two pies and the one was done untraditionally because, in English pie you're supposed to have a piece of the actual animal sticking out of the top of the pie. So if you're having shepherd's pie, you would have like a sheep head on the top of your pie. Either that or the horns.
Oh, God.
Seriously. That is tradition.
Wow.
So when they showed the scene where they opened the thing and it has the two poodle heads out of the pub, those were quite... I wish they would have made... one of these companies would have made a model of those. The poodle sticking out of the pie. That would be a great item to have for your horror collection.
I hear that in the background.
Yes, I know. That's my sister's dogs. They're a pain in the butt.
Is this Fluffy?
No, he's not Fluffy. No, it's not Fluffy. You know, but, man, we got pit bull and we got a American bulldog out there. Big Ed, you know, remember Rocky, his dog? That's what's
I
out
think.
There.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but it's the big ass dog. That's my sister's dog, though. That's not my dog. I don't like dogs. I have my big ass cat. My little chubby baka.
Does it bring you dead rats for presents?
He doesn't like those things. He likes his frisky.
That'd be funny if it
don't eat those things.
That'd be funny if it
dropped you.
That'd be funny if it brought you dead rats as presents. It's like here's a wake up present.
Cemetery. No, this isn't Pet Cemetery. Hell no. So my niece, her cat, when it gets out, it does deliver her, you know, like squirrel bodies and stuff. Yeesh. Love it. Anyways, yeah, you know, my little chubby baka, he sounds almost like Chewbacca. He's got the weirdest meow you ever wanted to hear. I mean, he's a big-ass cat, and he's got this little meow, but then at times he'll sit there and go, seriously. That's why I started calling him Chubby Baka.
And takes after his dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Anyway, so the thing is, horror fans should really definitely check out Theater of Death.
Or Blood.
Theater of Blood. Eh. Just remember, I'm still on heart medication, so my brain is fucked. But anyways, Theater of Blood, because, I mean, this is an incredible story. I mean, hell, you know, the killings are done through classic plays, and everything is just mechanized. The one murder, they actually changed Merchant of Venice, you know, because there wasn't a murder in Merchant of Venice, but Vincent Price's character decided that they had to do that. They rewrote it so that he could cut out a pound of flesh, this one critic, and that was his heart. Of course, you know, they had to cut off a little piece of the heart because it was over a pound.
It reminds me of the grape heart from Jason Goes to Hell, and I'm surprised that they don't sell big grape hearts as snacks. Can you imagine that? Someone biting into a big grape heart and grape, it'd be filled with grape jelly and just grape juice would just come out of it.
Yeah, that would be cool. They have like the chocolate covered cherries, except that it's a whole bunch of cherries in there and it's a heart shaped one.
I can imagine them having different flavors of these jelly hearts. They would have grape, strawberry, and for some people, licorice.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I mean, you know, they have jelly brains.
Oh! How did I not know that?
Seriously!
Oh!
Yeah! Yeah, they do. Some of these weird chocolate tears, they make like chocolate hard that look like hard. They've got like chocolate, you know, jelly lungs and jelly intestines and stuff. Really weird stuff. I know. Now Mr. Hyland's going to go on the internet and try to find them.
Well,
so he can order those.
I could.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I mean, you know, you have this giant jelly brain, which is, you know, it's the size of a regular brain, and you'd have to eat that. That would take a while.
Yeah, I can imagine myself going somewhere to some kind of social event and snacking on a grape heart, and people would be looking at me, and I'd just say, hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
People would think, God, he's eating a real heart. And I'd be like, no, it's just dessert.
Yeah.
Try a piece. If you suck on it, it lasts longer.
Yeah, they love that.
People would say, get that away from me.
Oh, I know.
I can imagine with the strawberry kind, it would look like real blood would be coming out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they actually have those with liquid centers and stuff. Yeah, there was this one place, and I mean, they actually, you know, it's amazing what they are able to do. I mean, they make these chocolate brains, they make chocolate hearts, they make chocolate fingers, you know. They even got a chocolate tongue.
Oh, not coconut fingers?
No, I don't think they make, well, you can check. Interesting little things. I found out about those about 10 years ago. Because a friend of mine who's a goth steered me to that. It was like, oh, those are neat. Don't want them, but they're neat.
Oh, God, I just thought of something. Taffy. I think, yeah, taffy masks. Taffy faces.
I think they already did that.
Oh.
I know they have edible face masks. You know, turn up his faces and you can eat them. They're for cosplayers and stuff.
Oh, God.
I know.
Yeah, next thing you know, they're going to have edible body parts. They're going to have edible body parts for.
Yeah, they do have those for cosplay.
No, not that. I mean for theater productions.
Oh, they have that. Yeah. Yeah, they use them. These things actually look realistic. They cost like shit, though. That, you know, that's why a lot of theater productions couldn't use them. Because they're very expensive because they're custom made. But yeah, they had all kinds of different stuff. Shoot, I even had this one donut place that used to make donut voodoo dolls.
Oh, not donuts severed heads. With coconut hair.
Uh huh. They had those.
Oh my god.
They had those. They have Jason cupcakes and stuff. They had, as I said, they had these voodoo doll donuts that are really popular. Yeah, the place was called Voodoo Donuts. And they do all kinds of different stuff. And they actually the thing is that the owner of Voodoo Donuts is a chaplain, so he does weddings at Voodoo Donuts. Yes, welcome to my world.
Can you imagine them having a booth at a horror convention and you'd see photorealistic edible donut heads? Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be cool. But, you know, the donut heads that they do are the little small ones. They're almost like, shrunken heads. They're like shrunken heads in their donut with cream filling. Pretty cool. We're about ready to end the show.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, I know. It's off today.
Mm-hmm.
So, any last words for Mr. Highland?
Yes. Be sure to tune in to our next episode because it's going to be a surprise. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're just going to have to find out.
Yes, indeed, because that is going to be our season finale next month, October. And then we're going to be taking a couple months off. And we'll be back in January for our next season. Hopefully, you know, it depends on how things go with some stuff. But you know, I actually knowing you and me, we'd be able to figure something out so that we'd be able to still do the show.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Alrighty. So anyways, yeah, so be ready for us next month for season finale, and within the next couple of weeks, I'll be bringing out my big surprise for the horror fans, and I think you guys will like it. I think it's going to be nice and twisted and wonderful for you guys. And no, it is not my book being republished. I would honestly say that to you if it was the books. But,
oh, it's not me dressed up as Godzilla?
No, it is not me dressed up as Godzilla. No Godzilla.
Oh, it must be sad.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so we got about a minute left, so I want to say keep America strong, watch horror films, and